Every school district that gets federal money for its lunch program has to have a so-called wellness policy. Debated for months before making it on paper, the plans can now be seen on plates and playgrounds. More nutritious food, longer lunch hours, and in some cases, extended recess. Jill Camber-Davidson is a nutrition consultant for the State Department of Public Instruction.
It is real important for everyone to focus on this as a wellness issue. It is not, you know, the food police saying you can't eat this or can't eat that. Instead, it's looking at overall balance and a healthy lifestyle.
Every district comes up with its own wellness policy. Some schools have banned candy as a fundraising item or taken it out of vending machines. In other places, food is no longer going to be used as a teaching tool or reward. Lucy Chaffin chairs the Wellness Committee for the Madison Metropolitan School District.
If teaching math and you're using M&Ms to show kids how to count and make sets of color, you can't use M&Ms anymore because ultimately the child will eat them.
Madison schools are also limiting home-baked treats, allowing the goodies to come out only after lunch. Many schools are voluntarily submitting their wellness plans to the Department of Public Instruction, where they'll be available for comparison and eventually used to help draft general wellness guidelines. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.